It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The race to slow the spread of COVID-19 variants is on, even as more Coloradans receive vaccines. CPR health reporter John Daly tells Colorado Matters that the number of variant cases is growing, with 1,000 confirmed and another 26 under investigation.
The big question is Colorado testing enough to know how widespread these variants are? Some public health experts say surveillance could definitely be better. You know, the bottom line is these are more contagious, they're here, and their numbers are definitely growing.
Local health departments are tracking the spread of COVID-19 and its variants. Everyone in Colorado 16 and older is eligible for the vaccine starting today. The amount of money the state is paying in fraudulent unemployment claims is expected to rise, CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Colorado's Labor Department paid out $6.5 million in claims the state has now confirmed are fraud. Phil Spezhart is the Benefits Services Manager with the department.
We do expect it will increase and we will have higher numbers to report out on amount that was paid out.
Spezhart says the state has placed more holds on accounts to prevent the state from losing even more money. But those holds may mean some people are still waiting months to receive unemployment benefits. About 220,000 people filed claims last week. The state has paid $8.5 billion in unemployment benefits since the pandemic began. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines debuted on the stock market Thursday. CEO Barry Biffle rang the NASDAQ exchange opening bell to mark the long-awaited public offering.
It's a great time to be in our business. It's a great time to go public. It's a fantastic milestone that kind of punctuates the success we've had over the next 7 years. And let's have another decade of great success.
Frontier's parent company said it would offer 30 million shares of stock for $19 each. Shares closed down Thursday at $18.85. The airline furloughed almost 400 employees at DIA in July, a move it blamed on the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.